بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد All praise be to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی who has created us amongst the best of creation. All praise be to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی who has created us in the ummat of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. All praise be to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی who has blessed us with the wealth of ایمان. May Allah keep us in this world with ایمان. May Allah take us from this world with ایمان. And may Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. My dear respected elders and brothers, this effort that is taking place, fikr that we have come here for, and the effort that we're going to be making, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the local work, all is this, we're doing all these things to prepare ourselves for a very, very great day. And that is the day of Qiyamah. On that day, where my dear respected elders and brothers, a person who had connection with anybody in this world, a person who had all the wealth in this world, a person who had all the degrees and diplomas in this world, a person who had status in this world, was famous in this world, all these things will not help that person. The only thing that will help a person will be what's in his heart. Allah Ta'ala on that day will be seeing the hearts of the people, and Allah will decide on the what's in the heart of a person. If a person had all the wealth in the world, on that day he will plead to Allah, let me go back and now spend this wealth so that I can come back to you with those things that you require, but it will not be possible. A person who had the status in this world, on that day, that will not help him. A person who was connected not only with ordinary people, but with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but did not have iman, did not bring iman, then that person will not be helped on that day also. If Nabi will be going to Jannat, and his wife will be going to Jahannam, a Nabi will be going into Jannat, and his son will be going into Jahannam. A Nabi will be going into Jannat, and the father of a Nabi will be going into Jahannam. A Nabi will go into Jannat, and the uncle of a Nabi will be going into Jahannam. My dear respected elders and brothers, all this what we are doing now, we're making effort. The only purpose, the only reason we're making this effort is that we leave this world with that iman that will take us into Jannat, my dear brothers. Asal is akhirat. This world is temporary. We'll have to leave it one day. We have to stand in front of Allah. And what's in our heart, accordingly, Allah will judge us. Therefore, my dear brothers, all this qurbani, this sacrifice, this effort that we are making is to prepare for that day. The effort of deen is not about 4 months and 40 days. Going out in the path of Allah for 4 months and 40 days is to make an effort on our yaqeen, to make effort on our amal, so that when we go back to our areas, we continue with this. It's an everyday effort. It's an everyday effort that we go back into our areas and we create a mahol, an environment, so that we can practice on deen. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab says, for a person to practice on deen, he needs 2 things. First, he needs the correct yaqeen. For that, my dear brothers, we strive in the path of Allah, and we go and make an effort on our hearts to remove the incorrect yaqeen and to bring the correct yaqeen. To remove from our hearts the yaqeen on makhluk and put the yaqeen on khaliq. We go in the path of Allah to make an effort to remove the incorrect yaqeen that mal is doing, to bring into our hearts that through amal we'll get our needs fulfilled. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make an effort to remove from our hearts that dunya is forever, and to bring into our hearts the yaqeen that akhirat is the place that we're all going to. This is why we go out in the path of Allah. And when we come back, then my dear brothers, we continue making that effort in our area to sustain that yaqeen, to keep that iman to that level, so that we can continue practicing on deen. So our elders, my dear brothers, have given us these five amals that we should establish in our masjid, through which an environment of deen is created. My dear brothers, no man is an island unto himself. How deendar and how pious a person can be, individually, if he stays in his home, maybe he'll be protected. But Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji should say that the winds of fitna has spread so fast that a person enclosed in one corner also, these things will affect him also. So my dear brothers, to safeguard ourselves, our elders have established these five amals, that if we do these five amals, an environment of deen will be created. That first amal is that amal of that we sit and make fikr. Today, my dear brothers, the whole world is making fikr for everything else. Sometimes, my dear brothers, we think this daily fikr that takes place in our masjid is something simple. I, Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, should say, the simplicity of this effort, the simplicity of these amals have put a lot of people into deception. It's very simple, the effort. But my dear brothers, if it's done correctly, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will spread hidayah through this. That sitting every day, collectively we're making fikr. We sit and make fikr on what? How 100% of the baligh male and how 100% of the baligh female perform their 5 times salah daily. The men in the masjid and the women at home on time. Every day we sit and make fikr. Like how in every home, dawah, ta'lim, ibadat and khidmat comes alive. How in every home, every masjid, from our masjid, jamaats can go throughout the world, and from throughout the world, jamaats can come to our masjid. Every day we sit and make this fikr. And if our fikr is one, ittihad a fikr, we have one fikr, ijtima'i qulub, and our hearts are united. And my dear brothers, we do things with mashwara. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, my dear brothers, will make things come alive through this fikr. And then every day, we give time to the masjid. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali was asked that what you want from this effort? He says, we want that the people, what time they're giving to their dunya, they must give to deen. And what time they're giving to deen, they must give to dunya. But we know it's difficult. So our elder says, at least 1/10 of the day, give it to the masjid. To do what? Many years ago, we had an ijtima in Tilts Crescent. And one businessman, he went out for one day in the path of Allah. So they asked him, he took his cargo and asked him what he feels. He says, two things I thought has come to an end. Two things I thought has come to an end. But when I went out in this time in the path of Allah, I got very, very happy. He says, the first thing, with the cell phone, I thought now, personal contact with people has come to an end. But I went for gushed and went house to meet the people, then I realized, alhamdulillah, this is still alive. That where people are meeting personally, and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing, I thought family time will be come to an end. People won't sit together in their homes. But alhamdulillah, to the barakat of ta'aleem of home ta'aleem, if it's done, then there will be family get-togethers. So my dear brothers, this daily time to the masjid, now with alhamdulillah, this fikr that is going to take place, our jor that is going to take place, more we have to increase our time and meet the people. House to house, person to person, we'll meet the people and give dawah to them. My dear brothers, dawah, the effort of dawah, is not for for the others. A cow eats grass not because it wants to produce milk. The cow eats grass because it needs to fill its stomach. But milk is the byproduct. Us going to give da'wat every day is not for the others. Da'wat is for ourselves. My iman, my yaqeen, my the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to increase. For that I go and give da'wat. Go and speak about the greatness of Allah, to speak about risalat, to speak about akhirat, so that my iman, my yaqeen gets strong. Every day I have to give this da'wat. How sad it is. A day goes by, an entire day goes by, and we don't speak about Allah. An entire day goes by and we don't speak about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An entire day goes by and we don't speak about akhirat. So this time to go and give da'wat is for ourselves, that my iman, my yaqeen gets made. And together with that, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will have pity and give others hidayat. My dear brothers, to meet the people. If an area has got 200 Muslim homes, and in the Umumi Gasht, we can meet 10 families. One Jamaat is made and we meet 10 families. So in how many weeks we'll cover all these homes? 20 weeks. In 20 weeks, a person is getting da'wat once about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How his iman can be protected? And every day, every moment of his life, through the cell phone, through the billboards, through the other things in the home, he's getting da'wat on batil. So how necessary that we have to go every day and give da'wat? How every day, house to house, person to person, and giving them da'wat and speaking to them. So this is the 2.5 hours for. Together with that, my dear brothers, to visit the sick. One person we went and met while we were out in the path of Allah, he had the sickness. So he says, Jazakallah for coming. Leave alone people not coming to visit me, but people are frightened to even phone, like we're going to give them the sickness through the phone. But people are waiting. Many, many sick people wait for us to come and visit them and to give them some targheeb and to give them some encouragement. Like that, my dear, is to go to the homes of those people who are in, where members of the family passed away, to visit them. Now in the sickness, they were young children, both mother and father passed away, but nobody wanted to go and visit them. So to go and visit them in this time, and like that, my dear, those who are spending time in the path of Allah, take our wives and go and visit the wives of those people who are spending time in the path of Allah. This is the 2.5 hours for. To go and visit a Muslim only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept such great reward for that person. His walking is blessed, his meeting is blessed, he builds a palace for him in Jannah. Just to go and meet a person. So every day this has to be done. Like that, my dear brothers, every day ta'aleem in the house, in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. The words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being read in the masjid. This is the inheritance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With eagerness, with jazbat, with, my dear brothers, enthusiasm to go and sit in that amal. From the beginning to the end, the nur that comes out from there. My dear brothers, our seniors, they are sitting here, they can tell you, through the barakat of this ta'aleem, how many people's lives have changed. The reading of Fazail-e-Amal and Fazail-e-Sadaqat. One small incident, my dear brothers, we're in Phoenix. So one of the ladies should come for the ta'aleem. So she heard the hadith on zakat. She heard the hadith on zakat. She came the next day to the apa and told the apa, I was collecting money to go for hajj. So I collected about 30,000 rand. But I didn't get the chance. But I haven't paid my zakat for the last few years. So apa told Molana, her husband, to go and find out what she must do. And they calculated almost 50% of that money had to be paid for zakat. So Maulana said, I felt shy, felt difficult to go and tell her this. I found it difficult to go and tell her this. But eventually we had to tell her. The next day she comes with a packet and she comes and offloads that money in front of the apa. There's my zakat, please distribute it. One hadith she heard from the Fazail Amal, Fazail Sadaqat, and my dear brothers, the jazbah to pay the zakat came. Then a few days later she comes back and says, Apa, I can't keep this other money at home also. Please give this also in charity. My dear brothers, this ta'aleem is very, very important. Unfortunately, Allah forgive us, as we grow older in the work, we feel that, no, I can go 5 minutes sit in the ta'aleem, it's okay. No, my dear brothers, from the beginning to the end, sit in that complete ta'aleem, like that the ta'aleem in the house. To do the ta'aleem correctly in the house. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, after finishing the ta'aleem in the masjid, he should go into his house. The house was just behind the masjid. The ladies could hear the ta'aleem there. Then he should tell them, come, let's do ta'aleem now. He said, no, we heard your ta'aleem. He said, no, this is the house ta'aleem. We've got to do house ta'aleem. So to do the ta'aleem daily at home with the muzakara of 6 points, this is to create an environment in the house. We want our deen, our children to practice on deen, our wives to practice on deen. This ta'aleem is for that, to create a mahol and environment in the house. Then, my dear brothers, to do the two gusht, the in-gusht and the out-gusht, and together with that to come out monthly for 3 days. All these amals are to create an environment to stay on deen. Hazrat Maulana, one of our elders said, my dear brothers, that these are 5 forts. To protect our iman and to protect our amal, these are 5 forts. The first, my dear brothers, the fort in our masjid. Then the fort in our home. Then the fort through umumi gasht, and to create a fort in our town. Then through the out gasht, to create a fort around our town. And through the 3 days, to create the fort in the villages around our town. And what he says, if we make effort only in our home and we don't make effort outside our home, then my dear brothers, the child is going to meet others. The wife is still going to meet others. If the environment is not created around our home, then they will get infected with that. And through the outgush, we're going to create those people from the outgush area are going to come into our town. And if we don't make an effort around them, then they will bring the fitna into our town. And if we don't make effort on the villages that are around our town, then they'll come into our town also, and they will bring the fitna and come also. That is why we have to make these 5 amals. To protect our iman, to protect our amal, my dear brothers. Ji, this is why we are doing these amals. So, my dear brothers, ijtima is an excuse for us to make this effort in our areas. To go from house to house, person to person, and give dawat and create an environment. Wallahi, my dear brothers, if we don't create this environment, then we are in danger. We are in danger. With all these fitnas that are taking place around us today, we are in danger. So we have to make an effort to create an environment. So for this, we humbly requesting the brothers, let us go back into our masjids and my istiqamat. See, today, amals are being done in our masjid. The big question to be asked, am I part of those amals? Am I doing the amal? See, our elders gave us an example. One is to say, this is our work, and one is to say, this is my work. So an old man, his friend asked him that all these years, you made so much of sacrifice for your children. But now you gone old and they are gone big. They don't really make the same sacrifice for you. So the old man said, when they were small and when they were growing up, I said, they are my children. So I made the qurbani and sacrifice. Today, they are saying, this is our father.
This is our father. If I don't do it today, Muhammad will do it, Qasim will do it, Yusuf will do it. Why I have to do it only? Similarly, my dear brothers, when it comes to this deen, when we say it's our deen, then others can do it also. I don't have to do it. But when I will say it is my deen, then my dear brothers, I'll make sure I'm there for gasht. Make sure I'm there for ta'aleem. I make sure I'm doing my 2.5 hours. And if we don't do it, we'll feel a pain in our heart, a cry in our heart. So my dear brothers, let us go back with the excuse of this ijtima that's going to take place, this jawd that is going to take place. Let us make an effort to increase our amals in the masjid and to prepare people to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like you said, it's for those who have spent time in the path of Allah. Doesn't mean now, if there are people who have not spent time, that they can't come. We go back in this month of January, we're going to make the tashkil and take them out for 3 days, so they can attend the ijtima also. Inshallah, we'll all do this, my dear friends. Allah, okay? Come with jamaats too. Get jamaats to come out also from the ijtima, inshallah. Make fikr for that also, inshallah. Subhanallah.